Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Michael Cornell, head of the Erie Niagara School Superintendents Association, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline. We're talking about school budgets. Votes were held yesterday. And Michael, this has to be one of the quietest, sleepiest years for school budgets. All of them passed, including propositions. What did you think of that?
You know, it's interesting. It was very quiet on all fronts. School board candidates too. Not a large number of challengers for board seats either. If I want to view it in the light most favorably to those who work in public schools, you know, there's so many amazing people, you know, serving on boards and serving as school superintendents, most importantly, serving in our classrooms with teachers. You know, I think there's a general, I don't know if I'll call it a consensus, but a prevalent sense in the community that despite the fact that we are certainly not a perfect institution, we have performed our mission about as well as any other public institution in the state in the face of all kinds of challenges. We have really good outcomes. We graduate kids in large numbers. We send our kids to great colleges, to the military, to the workforce. We work with all kinds of kids with all kinds of special needs that 20 years ago were educated institutions outside of the public school. Now we welcome them and their families in. Support the mental health of kids, and support families in all kinds of ways through family support centers and other things. So when I think about it like that, it makes a lot of sense that budgets would pass with wide margins in most school districts, because I think by and large, Western New York School Districts do a great job serving kids and families and are a source of pride for the community.
When you kind of, I mean, you've gone through this process for years and years, and maybe it's different by year, by community, but does it amaze you that something so consequential, whether we're talking about the budget, which, you know, impacts everyone's taxes and impacts what the school can do, or school board members, which have a big influence on what happens in schools, that this is such a consequential election that often gets so little turnout?
People turn out when they're upset. Generally speaking, that's the kind of the through line that I would see. You know, you have large turnouts when people are upset or they feel like the learning experience that their kids have in school is perhaps threatened by the outcome of the budget vote or a board election in some way. And I haven't seen that, you know, since 2022. Obviously, there were some challenges in school districts that really scared the public, and the public came out and repudiated those challenges. Right now, it seems very much like people appreciate the way kids are being educated, and I think the fact that they're not coming to the ballot box in large numbers in this case is, you know, generally a recognition of the fact that they're happy with the way things are, and feel like the sense in the community is that it's going to pass, and they don't maybe necessarily need to lend their voice to that kind of belief that what's happening in the community is good for kids.
I was just looking at, I thought I'll take one example here, Cheektowaga Central yesterday. Mm-hmm. Under 300 mm-hmm. total votes were cast in that budget, which seems really small for that size of a district. Has there ever been some thought given to changing the school board elections to, or school budget elections to, more established voting days for the public?
I hear that sometimes. The challenge you have there is if you kind of line that up with the political calendar, the school board elections or the school budget might get wrapped up in a macro political cycle that is not necessarily anything about what's happening in the school, but they get caught up in the wash in that way. What I do hear sometimes, from people around and about the state is, maybe it makes a lot more sense, to just have, vote for school board members. But, like in municipalities, the board votes for the budget, and then that's the budget. This is really the last vestige of direct democracy anywhere in the country. And, we have a Republican form of government, with a little R, constitutionally, where you elect representatives who make the decisions on the behalf of the people. So I hear that as a change, but I don't typically hear people advocating for lining it up with the political calendar, because it would likely get caught up in the wash of all kinds of macro political factors that would not be helpful for the way we run schools today.
Well, for these new school board members who were just elected in last night, what do you think their biggest challenge is going to be, the first tough thing that they face in their positions?
Oh boy, it's hard to predict. It could be anything. There's all kinds of things that happen in school districts that can be thorny, whether it's a personnel issue or maybe they have a budget issue that is particular to that school district. On a macro level, I think districts are going to struggle in many ways with the mandate from the governor that cell phones be banned bell to bell K to 12. For all intents and purposes, they're banned K to 8. Banning them in high schools is a completely different animal in all kinds of ways. So I think, generally speaking, trying to find a way, as it's always a challenge, to try to find a way to take a one-size-fits-all approach and shoehorn that into the unique needs of 743 school districts from Buffalo to Montauk. So I think in the macro, I think that's probably the one thing that across the board school board members will have to work through. And they'll also have to recognize that they're coming on to a board. A board is a moving train. You're one of seven, or you're one of nine, or you're one of five people. And oftentimes people get on boards because they have very particular views on an issue. And then they have to try to combine those with their colleagues. You're one of seven. One single board member has zero power. A board only has influence when they work together. And that's something that you see oftentimes with board members who are vocal in a community and expect to have their voice carry the day, only to find out that they have to actually work as a team because they realize that leadership work is together work.
Well, Michael, great to talk with you again. Thank you.
Okay, you got it. Have a great day.
You too. Michael Cornell is head of the Erie Niagara School Superintendents Association.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.